I'm Will Shires and this is Talking Trucks. This week I'm in Lisbon for RTX Northern Ireland, where I'm going to talk to some familiar friends and some newcomers as well. First up is Martin Tomlinson, head of product, media and product demonstration. Is that it, Martin?
Yeah, it changes all the time.
It does change all the time. You've got one of the longest business cards.
Well, it's just been changed, actually. It's now head of media and product marketing.
Excellent. Right, so first of all, tell us, what are we sat in?
So we sat in our FH16. This one is quite a rare truck, actually. It's a 600 horsepower one. So this year, rather than going to display the 780, we thought we'd just show the whole range. Obviously, we do make the FH16 in different horsepower, so we just thought we'd try something a little bit different.
Yeah, yeah. Because, yeah, of course, most people would go for the top horsepower with an FH16.
Exactly. And a lot of people, obviously, are trying to be more cost efficient, save money. By trying to get the best from the truck with fuel consumption. And a lot of people forget we even do this, and even we forget we do it sometimes. So it's obviously part of the range. So we thought, why not? Let's do something a little bit different this year.
Yeah, because, of course, with Scania, with their V8, they do sell lower horsepower ones, but people do gravitate to the
very much top horsepower,
don't they?
Very much so. I mean, we sell a lot of 460s and 500s, quite a few 540s. And then there's a huge gap, and most people go straight to the 780. So I say it's easy to forget we do the FH16 at 600 and 700 horsepower, as well as the 780.
Yeah. So why not 800?
Who knows? Let's see what the future brings. We never know. I mean, it's obviously it's been a two-horse race for a number of years. We're currently up there at the top. So, but things change so quickly in this world. Who knows what the future may bring.
Okay, intriguing. So tell me, what colour is this? Because it kind of stands out a bit.
Yeah, it is quite bright. So it's a factory-painted option. Everything you can see is done at the factory, including the decals as well this year. So it's called lime green, would you believe? Yeah. So that is the name of the colour.
It's like a high-vis vest, really, isn't it?
It is, yeah. We had quite a few comments yesterday at setup, people walking around with high-vis. We didn't bother because we were sat with these trucks, so we got told off a few times. But, they are fairly bright.
So what else are you showing here at RTX Northern Ireland?
We've also got, alongside this truck, we've also got an FH500 6x2, which has got the iSave engine. A lot of people will be familiar with it. It's a sister engine to the one that won the commercial motor fuel test last year that got 11.25 to the gallon. So that's been fantastic for us. You've only got to drive up and down the motorway and you'll see hundreds and hundreds of aeros from all different nationalities, all from all over Europe. So that's done really, really well. And also outside we've got an FMX 540 8x4 tipper with the Thompson's Loadmaster light body on it. Again, very, very popular in Ireland, so we do pretty well with that too. So it seemed like the natural thing to bring, and of course they're all in this lovely colour.
Yeah. Now that FH Aero is doing incredibly well. I think I'm right in saying you took the top spot last year, didn't
for
you?
For tractors. Yeah, for 6x2 tractors, we were the top manufacturer last year. So yeah, it's done phenomenally well for us. The fuel returns have been astonishing, even on sort of heavier work as well. We've had very, very few complaints. Nobody seems unhappy with the fuel, and we've got into fleets that we've never got anywhere near before.
Yeah.
Purely based on that reliability and efficiency.
Okay, well, let's move on to electric, because yesterday Volvo announced their long-range electric.
So we did.
Have you got one here?
We haven't. It's a little bit too soon to get one here. We announced it yesterday morning at 7 o'clock. So production will start later this year. We've got two different options. We've got the FH Aero long range, which will give a distance of 700 kilometres. Also comes with megawatt charging and also DC charging capability. And it actually makes the FH16 780 not the only 780 in our fleet, because that is also 780 kilowatts. We've got the top rating in diesel and also now in electric as well. So. And then on top of that, we've also got what we're calling a versatile truck. So that gives an extended range of 470 kilometres. And that's available on FM, FH, as well as FH Aero.
Okay.
So we've got pretty much an electric solution for that will hopefully convince people to move towards that.
Yeah, so that 6x2 long range is also rather a long chassis, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It comes, the 8 battery version with e-axle comes as a 4.1 metre wheelbase, and the 6 battery version with e-axle is 3.6, and obviously to get all those batteries in there, obviously the chassis needs to be a bit longer, so it is quite a bit longer than a standard truck, but it seems to be working okay in Scandinavia, so
yeah.
I'm guessing it'll filter down into Europe as well.
And are customers showing any interest? Because you must have been talking to them about it.
Yeah, we have, yeah. We've got a number of people who we were talking to, obviously prior to the launch, who've been talking about it, asking about it for a long time. We've got various events coming up, one of which is, of course, the press event that we're going to in June, so you'll get a chance to drive it then.
Yep.
And so customers are, we've got similar trips for customers as well, so yeah, the interest is there already.
Okay, and of course 2 or 3 years ago you launched the new 17 litre. That came as a shock to everyone because no one was investing in diesel at
no,
the time.
No, that's true.
Is that it now? Anything else coming, or is it just electric from now on?
No, very much not electric. We've been very clear that there is no silver bullet. We think every driveline will have its place, so we'll have electric, of course. Diesel's still got its place, ideally with running on HVO is obviously a cleaner way of doing it. And we've just recently announced as well, 2 weeks ago, that we've also got hydrogen internal combustion engine being tested, and that'll be launched before the end of the decade.
Okay. Well, I'm off to Las Vegas in a few weeks for ACT Expo, and I've been told to expect some news as far as diesel's concerned there. So I don't suppose you'll give us a clue, will you?
Not really.
No.
But what I can say to you, like, just to reiterate what I just said, we still see diesel as a long-term solution alongside the other driveline. So let's see what happens in a couple of weeks' time.
Brilliant. Thank you, Martin. My next guest is Jan Kohlmeyer, MD of MAN Truck & Bus UK. Welcome to Belfast, Jan.
Thank you, Will. Good to be here at the first time RTX in Belfast.
Yeah. Is this your first time in the city?
No, it's not. I've been to Belfast end of last year, actually.
Okay. Yeah. Was the weather a bit kinder then?
No, I think this is kind of the typical...
The norm.
Northern Irish weather, isn't it?
That's right. So tell me, first of all, what are we sat in? Because this is something a bit special, isn't it?
It is. I mean, this is a bit of our... Yeah, I would say our hero truck, our top of the line. Yeah? So we have a special edition, which we're launching here actually at the RTX in Belfast with the MAN Eclipse, as we call it.
Okay.
It's coming either as a 540 or 640. Yeah? And as you can see here inside the cab, fully equipped. Yeah, we have a TV for the driver. We even have, and to be honest, I didn't even know beforehand that we have that option. We have an electrical adjustable bunk here.
Oh, nice.
Yeah? I don't even have that at home. Yeah? Leather seats, they are really completely full packed. And it comes also with a service package. What is special also, we would like to, you know, show a bit our heritage. And it comes also with a trip to Munich.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, for two. We take two guests, so to say, yeah, with each truck to Munich to see the factory, but also to get a little bit of that Bavarian spirit across.
Can they go in October for the beer fest, for Oktoberfest?
No, we're planning that actually for the first quarter.
Okay.
Yeah? So you will, instead of having rain, you will see some snow. Yeah. Going maybe also a bit into the mountains, which is also actually a really nice nice time to visit Bavaria.
Yeah. So it's a special edition rather than a limited edition. So there's no cap on the numbers.
There is a special edition, but there is a limitation in terms of until we sell it. Huh? So we went to hand over for that trip also. We want to hand over all vehicles by November.
Yeah.
So that is a limitation on it.
And have you had any orders yet? I know it's just the first day of the show.
We're just launching it. Yeah. But we believe here, especially our Northern Irish customers. Yeah. They really invest well into their vehicles and into their, you know, driver comfort and drivers home to, so to say.
Yeah.
So we do see quite an opportunity here in Northern Ireland for this product.
Excellent. So what else are you showing here?
Yeah, I mean, it's quite interesting. You come in here, yeah, and we don't have a BEV truck on the stand,
no,
as you noticed. Yeah. But we do have two BEV trucks out there, because we said here in Northern Ireland, which is a bit lagging behind overall from a early adopter perspective in terms of zero emissions. So we said we actually want that our BEV trucks can be driven. Yeah? So we have two vehicles outside.
They're on the ride and drive.
First of all, of course, top of the line, our eTGX, yeah, with 6 battery packs, yeah, so giving a range of roughly 450 kilometers, truck-tractor. And then we also have here our eTGS with 4 battery packs, yeah, giving also a range of 450 kilometers with a box body, with a tail lift. And this is actually a product where we see now that could be quite interesting for the Northern Irish market. Okay. Obviously, I think also the grant policy was not ideal for Northern Ireland. Now with the new grants coming in, that has changed. And we really hope also here with the RTX in Belfast that we are, you know, creating a bit of a momentum, yeah, also on the BEV side of the business.
Yeah. So tell me about these grants. I think I'm right in saying you can claw back up to about £80,000. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah, that is right. And obviously the new grant scheme then also is looking at the infrastructure, which I think is also very important for our customers, yeah, especially in Northern Ireland. I think that is a big roadblock, so to say, yeah, in terms of having the charging infrastructure. And there we are, you know, we're lagging a bit behind the rest of the UK, I would say.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And of course, you guys were one of the last to the party, really, with electrics. But I think it's been worth the wait. Certainly the ones I've driven have been, thoroughly enjoyable.
No, I think we have received really, really good customer feedback. Yeah, first units now in operation with customers, really satisfied with the energy consumption levels, with the whole driving behavior. I think also from a, you know, it's a new technology. I think we have a good level of reliability in there as well. So yeah, we were a little bit late, but I think we have now the right product, and we have also now a lot of demonstrators. We will have also these vehicles. We'll leave them in Northern Ireland now for demonstration purposes, and really trying to showcase also the complete range. Yeah, not only the truck tractor, but as I said, the box body. We have some tippers coming in as well. So. I think that is important to show the customers really the complete range which we're able to offer.
Yeah. And do you think now then with this available grant, is the cost parity with diesel almost there now?
I think we're getting there. It obviously depends very much on the application. Yeah. But I think there are some customers, depends on also what source of energy do you have. Yeah. What is your operation like? But I think we're getting very, very close. Yeah, and I think there's also, and our customers gave us that feedback. I mean, there's also more and more push from the from their customers, so to say. Yeah, and I think it is important to do this step. Yeah, obviously we see the purchases, the orders we are receiving right now. It is still more of a testing phase. Yeah, but I think that is important. This is a completely new technology. We are also still learning. We need to learn together with our customers, and we are here also at the RTX and with our transport solutions team. Yeah, so we are able to really offer the complete package, not just the vehicle, doing consulting, looking at the routes. I think that is really important that we do that in a close partnership between manufacturer and operator.
Yeah. Excellent. Jan, thank you very much, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the show.
Yeah, thank you so much, Will. Good to have you in this very special cap.
Yeah, thank you. Cheers.
Cheers.
Okay, I'm in another very special truck with... Would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm Rod Hawkins, Business Development Manager at NI Trucks Iveco.
Okay, tell us what we're in.
We are in what is known as the Iveco UK Force of Nature, which is a 6x2 converted CNG 500 brake horsepower CNG gas truck.
Yeah, now we've had this on our cover, and I must say it was one of the better selling issues of the year, because this thing looks amazing, doesn't it?
It is absolutely amazing. Beautiful paint job, finished both inside the cab and outside to a very, very high standard, to show standard. It is, in fact, one of Iveco's press dedicated press vehicles.
Yeah, yeah. Now, so this is a 6x2 CNG. Is the conversion done at the factory or in the UK? How does that work?
So the vehicle is ordered from the factory in Madrid as a 4x2 CNG. Then it comes into the UK to a company called Astra Vehicle Technologies.
Okay.
And Astra carry out the 6x2 conversion, which is the fitting the mini mid-lift axle and upgraded CNG tanks. And they do the complete conversion, which is fully authorised by Iveco.
Yeah. So what's the range on this?
The range on this is about 400 kilometres.
Okay. Yeah, that's quite impressive, really, isn't it?
It is for a 6x2 44 tonne.
Yeah.
It's very good.
And are these selling? What's the market like in Northern Ireland?
So we have like a divided market, and I'm involved in both the north of Ireland and the south of Ireland. So I spend some time with our dealership in Dublin, in Ballymount. And there's a greater appetite for CNG in the south of Ireland, purely and simply because there are now about 12 to 14 public CNG filling stations.
I see.
So there's a network where people can effectively operate in their normal logistics patterns with CNG. In the north of Ireland, unfortunately, we don't yet have any public CNG stations. We have individual companies like McCullough Ireland, who have their own AD plant, produce their own biomethane gas. Another company called Granville over in Dungannon, who also produce biomethane. So we've no public stations yet, and that is hindering uptake on CNG.
And is that likely to change anytime soon?
That's a big question, and we don't really know the answer to that. It is going to require probably two things. First of all, it's going to involve outside investment. Investors coming in, but it's also going to involve collaboration of some kind, and that will be a combination of dealers, fleet operators, along with investors to really complete the circle and make it happen.
Now, running CNG, in addition to lowering your carbon footprint, there are cost savings as well, aren't there?
There are cost savings depending on where you get the gas from, and for anyone who can tie in with an AD plant, there are very significant cost savings because of how cheaply you can produce biomethane gas from food waste, for example.
So what about residual values? Are you finding the companies that take these tend to keep them for considerably longer because residual values aren't as strong as with diesel, or have I got that wrong?
No, you've hit the nail on the head. So the typical pattern for CNG is to operate a truck for 7 years opposed to 4 or 5 years. But the modern products are built to last that long. They're built to do 1 million kilometres in normal service operations. So yeah, that is the model, and therefore depreciated over a longer period of time so that the residual value becomes more manageable. Because of course, there isn't really the used market at the tail end right now. But as time goes on, as we get more people adopting, as we get more filling stations, then you complete the circle and you've got a market for used vehicles at the end of it.
Got you. And finally, what else are you showing here?
So we have two other S-Way 6x2 44-tonne models, which are 580 horsepower, 13-litre diesel inline. And they're sold to a customer, LCC Group, and we're very pleased to have them on the stand. They've turned out very, very well.
Are they a good customer of yours?
They're a new customer, so a Conquest customer, and hopefully the beginning of a long relationship.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Will, thank you.
I'm in a very different vehicle here, much smaller than the others. And, Keith, first of all, introduce yourself and then tell us what we're in.
Hello, my name's Keith Sims, Managing Director of the Electric Van Company. And today we find ourselves in a very sunny Northern Ireland show. And we're in the brand new EVC City Sprint, which is a last mile logistics vehicle. And when we say last mile, you know, the vehicle's got a 23 kilowatt lithium phosphate battery, a range of 120 miles, and it's manufactured in the UK, in the United Kingdom, at our factory up in Chapman, near Clitheroe in Lancashire. It's a CKD product. You know, we've developed it. It's an entirely UK specification. We sell the vehicle in the United Kingdom, over in Ireland, Southern Ireland, Malta, Cyprus, and the Caribbean. And it's proving very, very popular. at the moment, thank you very much to Mr. Trump, it's a very opportune moment for people to reevaluate some of their logistics requirements. And initially, we thought it was going to be of interest to the local authorities, to golf courses, to recreational facilities and things like that. But we're actually finding that logistics companies are potentially looking at this vehicle, A, as a little bolt-on to their existing businesses that they've got, so almost an upselling product that they can bring in, because, you know, in this world where drivers are a little short, we can bring drivers into the industry, they can learn the paperwork within the business, and hopefully they can aspire to grow through the business and drive bigger vehicles as the time goes on. But Last Mile Logistics is a very big business. Worldwide, it's massive. Never caught on to the extent that it probably deserves to in the UK, but it really is accelerating now quite dramatically. And, you know, with some of the businesses that's looking to come into the UK doing last mile logistics, it's very much a time at the moment where existing logistic companies need to have a look at this potential extra revenue stream. But very much it's a vehicle for the moment. You know, yeah, it's very cheap to run. We're getting 5.3 miles per kilowatt of charge out of the vehicles, which is extraordinary, you know, extraordinary. And they're a lovely little thing, you know. And the best thing about it is they're cheap to operate and they're cheap to buy.
How cheap are they to buy?
So this vehicle that we're sat in at the moment is a drop-sided pickup with a steel body on. These are £15,250 plus VAT on the road, right? Wow. They come with 3 years warranty, 4 years on the battery. We've got full UK backup. We've got parts galore for them. But from our more established markets in Europe, we don't need parts. The vehicles have been absolutely bulletproof. The only thing they suffer with is the same as everything else, is few bumps and scrapes that we can quickly repair them and get them back on the road. But as regards reliability, they're really robust and they're good for the job. So, you know, the orders that we've got going out at the minute is obviously to your traditional mail delivery companies, parcel delivery people, food delivery people, and as councils. You know, so absolutely great. We've got sold orders on the stand. We've got a fridge van behind us, a fridge freezer that is, that's going to Birchall's, delivering food to shops in local areas. And some of these, although we class it as a last mile logistics vehicles, they are doing a little bit of distance, you know what I mean. The good thing about it is, Will, is we openly brag in the UK, we have got 2 billion charge points, because this little thing here will charge off a 3-amp plug in its best form. So, you know, some of the big problems that we've had with electric vehicles, as I know all too well, has been charging them. You know, there's no issues with this, you know, and it's very unlikely that you're dropping below 20% charge on a daily basis. So between 20 to 80 on a short night is very, very possible from a 3-amp plug. But they've all got built-in chargers. From July, all our production have got 6.6 kilowatt onboard chargers. And we actually supply throughout April and May, we're supplying every vehicle with a free 7 kilowatt charger as well.
Okay. Is this classed as a quadricycle?
Yes, it's classed. Now, this is the big bit where, because, you know, these vehicles have been around for quite a long time at this size. But in all honesty, they've been more expensive than a conventional van. And that's really because, you know, they've been floating in the N1 category, which makes them very expensive. This is an L7E category. So, you know, it's still got safety features such as ABS and it's got a host of special features that we've fitted, you know, that we've got to make sure the handbrake on and it's in neutral before you get out of the driver's cabs, various alarms, reverse cameras on it and everything like that. But, you know, a lot of the things that we wouldn't use, which is lane guidance and collision guidance, you don't actually need in an L7E category. So that's where we keep the cost down, you know.
So is the speed limit limited?
Yeah, we've got these are all set. We've got them all set at 46 miles an hour.
Okay.
That we find is completely adequate.
Yeah,
that
is.
Once again, just keeping them below the 50 mile an hour threshold where it's tipping into an N1 category.
Yeah.
But they're very nippy. They really are nippy little things. And, you know, everybody that's drove them and test drove them, we've got 28 demos out there at the moment. They absolutely love them. They do. You know, we've done quite a lot with the spec, the UK spec vehicle, where we've added on everyone is air conditioned to standard, and we've done that really because obviously with us looking after the Caribbean markets in a second hand life, they're very suited then with the air conditioning already made in. So lovely little things to drive around. Electric power steering, absolutely turn them around in its own length, more or less. They're brilliant in towns and cities.
And quite spacious as well, because neither of us are particularly small, are we? But we're both fitting in here fine.
It's a little bit like a TARDIS, Will, to be quite honest. You know, when we was doing the road tests on these vehicles, we had a host of testing equipment in the cabs and you know, two largest blokes in here, and you know, it is like a TARDIS, you know. They are quite spacious and well laid out, you know, with its digital dashboard and everything like that. But it's very surprising.
And speaking of road tests, any chance you could fix me up for a drive in the Caribbean?
Yeah, no problem at all. There's for the sales role, there's a queue that's quite long at the moment.
But
yes, no problem at all, Will.
Excellent. Keith, thank you very much.
Brilliant. Thank you, Will.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I'm with another familiar face, Lewis Jones from DAF. Remind me, what's your job title?
Hi, Will. My role at DAF is EV and Connected Services Director.
And what are we in?
Here, we are in one of TBF Thompson, one of our dealer in Northern Ireland, one of their XG Model Year 25 demonstrator vehicles. It's a FTP, and it's one of a number of vehicles that we've got here at RTX Ireland. So, we've got a number of demonstrator vehicles, but we've also got a number of customer liveried vehicles as well, as well as a XF electric and a XB electric as well.
Yeah, you've got a great display going on here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so we've got an outside, it was chosen for an outside stand this year. So yeah, we've got between 10 to 15 trucks. So yeah, I think it's always good to have a number of customer trucks as well. And then yes, on the ride and drive element, we've got an electric and a Model Year 25 vehicle as well.
Okay. Now, I want to have a quick chat with you about electric vehicles, because we did that podcast at the tail end of last year.
Yep.
Now, then you were quietly optimistic that the sales of electric trucks were going in the right direction. But yesterday, the SMMT announced the figures for the first quarter of 2026, and it's not looking that great. Mm-hmm. I think I'm right in saying electric trucks accounted for 0.9%, which is something like 81 electric trucks registered in the first 3 months of the year. Mm-hmm. Disappointing?
Well, I think, of course, those numbers on their own are could be seen as disappointing. However, I think what we've got to remember is last year was the biggest year for electric trucks ever, 567. A lot of that was due to the ZHID program and the registrations last year. And then this year, what we've seen is the plug-in truck grant being increased. But we're not going to see all of those registrations necessarily yet in quarter one. We'll see a lot of those in quarter two, three and four. Obviously, we saw a big jump in orders in the first quarter for the uplifted plug-in truck grant. And then now, of course, we're now into the zero emission truck grant, kind of lower than the uplifted limits, but still, you know, up to £81,000 for a truck over 26 tonnes. So I guess that, the numbers in isolation, albeit DAF were the market leader in Q1 for electric registrations, which we're very proud of. But I'm still very optimistic and positive for the remaining three quarters of 2026, because we'll see the benefit then of the new plug-in truck grant limits.
Yeah, I see. You think the truck grant will make a considerable difference?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So, obviously ZHID was the factor last year, but I think this year we'll see a similar kind of positive development from the increased subsidy limits, I think.
So, while the truck manufacturers haven't been shouting about this, a few of them have hinted to me that it would be good if diesel prices were to increase, at least taxation on fossil fuels were to increase, to make electric trucks more cost effective. Well, diesel prices have certainly risen in the last month or two. How's that going to affect things?
Well, as you can imagine, it's a very sensitive subject, clearly, in, at the beginning of 2026, due to macroeconomic factors. Diesel prices have been hugely volatile, and that has impacted the total cost of ownership calculation for diesel versus EV. However, what I would like to see is the other factors related to electric trucks being the drivers that swing things in favour of battery electric, which is what we've seen, to be fair. So increased subsidy limits, economies of scale of battery production, bringing EV prices more in line or closer to diesel equivalents, electricity price coming down as well. So those are the factors that I would want to focus on, and all three of those are improving, as opposed to what is a really sensitive topic for operators that are operating on really tight margins, and fuel prices, that is such a sensitive topic. It's I'd rather focus on the other areas, I think. It's a calculation.
Absolutely brilliant, Lewis, thank you very much. Hope you have a good show.
Thank you, Will, appreciate it.
Okay, I'm in a Scania this time, and would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, yes, my name's Veronica Parr. I work for Road Trucks and Scania Great Britain, and we're here today at the RTX Roadshow exhibition with the manufacturer.
Excellent. But before we start, do you want to tell us a little bit about Road Trucks?
Yeah, Road Trucks. So we're the only independent dealer in Northern Ireland for Scania. We are what the manufacturer terms as a franchise partner. So we are based, our head office is in Larne. We also have a depot in Oma in County Tyrone. So we've all the province covered. My role in there is I'm business development manager, key account manager. So I cover the whole of Northern Ireland in terms of our fleet customers, our smaller fleet customers, our owner drivers, whatever it is, everybody has, we're there to serve their all their after sales needs.
Okay, so tell us, what are we sitting in?
Okay, so today you're sat in one of our fleet customers. This is for Derry, and it's a chance for them to promote. This is one of their HGO fuels or fueled vehicles. So that's for people that don't know, they're hydrogenated vegetable oil.
Yep.
So it's showing our alternative sources to the internal combustion engine, diesel internal combustion engine. So we're looking at sustainability, and we're trying to promote sustainability across, particularly with the big fleets.
Yeah.
Who are trying to reduce carbon footprint, things like that. Particularly for winning contracts and things like that. Now, it's one of the factors that they need to consider, and Scania can provide solutions for that across all alternative fuels.
HVO is just such an easy one, isn't it? Because no alterations need to be made. Any modern Scania can run on HVO.
Any modern Scania, the only thing you have to do is change the fuel filter.
Got you.
And that's it, And then you change it again to convert back to diesel. So it's a win-win for everybody, Obviously, with the price of fuel now, a lot of people weren't going down the HVO route because it was expensive, because you couldn't bulk buy it. But now, it is now becoming a forerunner, and we have several customers now who are actually running the HVO vehicles.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And on the subject of alternative fuels then, I notice on the ride and drive, you've got a truck that I've driven myself, your CNG.
That's our CNG, yeah. So the CNG is actually becoming very popular. I think particularly in Northern Ireland, we have a lot of customers now who have anaerobic digesters. So whilst we're looking at this whole sustainability thing, they're producing their own gas through the anaerobic digesters. We have one of our customers, McCullough, who have their own anaerobic digesters and are producing their own gas. And the gas is now becoming, probably more than the electric. Because obviously here the infrastructure for electric, for charging points, just the infrastructure in general, we can't cope with perhaps the electricity demand that's needed.
Yeah.
So the CNG now is another way of being able to run a sustainable fleet at a cheap price,
yeah,
or cheaper price if you like. But it's definitely forward thinking in terms of what's needed now for the future. I don't think the diesel engine's going anywhere, but as a manufacturer, we have to deliver a good quality product. And as you say, you've driven it yourself.
Yeah, it's
what was
wonderful
your experience?
Absolutely wonderful. It felt just like
just
a diesel.
I'm
sure some people can tell the difference. I couldn't.
No.
Just
no.
Maybe fractionally quieter, I think.
Yeah, quieter. Yeah. And because now we're looking at fuel savings and everything else, the demand even for the big heavy diesel guzzlers is gone. You know, we're not after the power, we're after the savings that we can have. You know, we're looking at total cost of ownership of a vehicle. So I can save X amount over the 5-year life of this vehicle. We're talking not just hundreds, we're talking tens of thousands over the lifespan of a vehicle. Yeah. So it is now starting to make financial sense. Yeah.
But having said all that, parked next to us is the most stunning 770 V8.
Isn't she gorgeous? Don't get me wrong, we will always have, particularly with our, even though we're sat now in one of Derry's HVO vehicles, they will still have their flagship V8s. You know, at the end of the day, we haven't lost our emotional purchasing power in Northern Ireland. We will always have an emotional purchasing power. And it doesn't matter which manufacturer you're with. It could be Scania, it could be Volvo, it could be whoever. But we will always have the people who will say, we are going to meet whatever our 2050 deadlines are going to be, and we're looking at a more sustainable way, but we will always have our big, thirsty, noisy,
good. Don't make that continue.
Yeah, definitely.
Brilliant. Thank you very much
for
your time.
No problem at all. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
All right, bye.
Okay, we're on to Renault Trucks now, and I'm joined by... Introduce yourself, please.
Yes, so it's Ian Latimer. I'm the dealer principal in Diamond Trucks in Mullusk, and I look after the Northern Irish side of the business, really, for Setanta Group. So.
Okay, so how's the show going so far?
Yeah, so far so good, yeah. Obviously, it's supposed still early doors, but we've seen some good footfall, so we're a wee bit nervous, obviously, at the start. You're not sure what to get... on this first event in Northern Ireland, but it's great to see. We've supported it well. We tried to do a good job our end, so we're hoping that some customers can come and take the time, and we'll see a few over the couple of days.
And you've certainly got a good display of trucks here. You've got inside and outside.
We do, yeah. So we've an inner display. We've got a new E-Tac T range for a good customer of ours, Freeburn Transport, which is their first electric truck. And it's our first electric tractor unit in the Northern Ireland, so that's a good news story for us. And
yeah, it's a milestone then.
And it's a nice platform to introduce it here. We've got our own Master 4 breakdown van, which the guy has really put a lot of thought into it in terms of extras and stuff. So it looks quite smart. We've had a real a lot of interest and stuff from people on that. And then outside, yeah, we have a variety of other trucks. So we have a new bulker going into Hutchison Feeds, which is a conquest new customer to us. So again, perfect opportunity to showcase that in his beautiful colours, and we've had a lot of interest there with the Muldoon body on it. That's on a C range Tritium, and we have a T480 turbo compound T-Standard and our long-standing customer Henderson Wholesale.
And is that what we're in right now?
That's exactly what we're in here now, yeah. We have a couple of T-Highs, 520s, which is a good seller for us, flat floor, 13-litre 520 engine, front door. So again, another Conquest customer, Loan Transport, predominantly runs another OEM, but we've been able to get a few trucks into him, which is, again, another platform, good opportunity to display that. Pat Campbell, T-High 520, a lot of extras on it there. And we have a wee D range with a Hillhead bin lifter on it. Okay. So it's we have a variety of range from LCV 3-ton up to 44-ton, 50-ton mountain trucks. So it's hard to get them all in, but it's nice to get a few there. So.
And tell me, how's the market doing at the moment?
We find it okay, actually. We'll have a good strong start to the year. We're finding it okay. Of course, you know, you can see challenges and coming in with fuel, and customers maybe just this last while are a wee bit nervous, obviously. But the market itself, we still see, certainly in Northern Ireland, that it's vibrant enough, and the confidence seems to be there. So yeah, we're okay at the minute. So yeah.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, and thank you.
Cheers.
Okay, last and definitely not least, it's Mercedes-Benz. Would you like to introduce yourself, please?
I can. My name's Stephen Irvine. I'm the truck sales manager of Mercedes-Benz Truck and Van Northern Ireland.
Excellent. Now, what are we sat in?
We're sat in a Actros L Pro Cabin 2553, which is a 530 brake horsepower. It's a 6x2 with alloy wheels, and painted a lovely colour of metallic green.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It does look great. But that said, the one in front of us over there in operator colours looks even better.
Oh, it's fantastic. That is the same model, and that's one of five that's been purchased from a company called TST. And Mary Claire, who's the managing director of TST, phoned us on Friday and said, "Yeah, you can have that on our stand, providing you colour code the bumper." That was on Friday, of course. Us being us, we got that sorted and obviously painted the bumper white as she requested. It's stunning looking, actually. Really, really good. Colourful, and looks the part.
Yeah, brilliant. So are you selling a lot of Pro Cabins at the moment?
We are. A lot of interest in our... Actually, the big hauliers are now looking at it really, really seriously, simply because of the total cost of ownership of the vehicle. I mean, it's not just about fuel. Obviously, fuel is very important, and we do very well in our fuel for our trucks. But it's AdBlue. It is the aerodynamics. It's the technology in the vehicle, where we have Brake Assist 7, which is market leading. We've got Murakam Stage 3, where our competitors is only Stage 1. So this is the latest truck in our range, which is taking the hauliers by storm, and yes, we've got loads of interest, and we've sold. Woodside's have just taken 14 from us. TST has taken 5. We've got another customer, I can't say, but a deal will be for around 20. So yeah, it's definitely taken off.
Yeah, great. And what about the eActros 600? Are you finding any customers for that yet? We're too early.
Fantastic product. 600 kilowatt, that's what it's named after. However, it approximately does 500 kilometres in one single charge. So we have done a test trial with a customer in Northern Ireland called John Henderson, which everybody will know is Spar in Northern Ireland. So they had a 6-week period, and they've had astonishing results, where they've now have the ability to do two runs with the same charge. The comfort in it is second none. The power equation to that battery vehicle is around 800 brake horsepower, which is phenomenal for them. Yeah. So the hill coming out of Belfast doesn't change gear. A fantastic product. The feedback from the driver is so comfortable, so easy to drive. It's fantastic. So let's hope that develops. The only thing, it's a 4x2 at the moment, and obviously Henderson's are 6x2, but we'll overcome that in the next matter of weeks or months.
Yeah, the driver feedback for electric trucks is just great, isn't it?
Oh, it's fantastic. It really is. It's I know everybody has their way of reducing pollution. You know, there's obviously hydrogen, there's compressed natural gas, there's battery, etc., etc. And so Mercedes will also bring a hydrogen vehicle, but this is what the battery is the thing at the moment. It really, Amazon, for example, have bought 180 vehicles off the E600, which tells you everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
For me. So the driver's absolutely, it is a driver's vehicle. Fantastic thing to drive.
Brilliant. Now, ignoring the weather, because it has been raining on and off, how's the show going for you so far?
Yeah, it's going well. The weather has been a blocker, but at the same time, you know, we've done a lot of media attention to get people to come on our stand, and we've had good people coming on our stand. We've had people interested in vehicles specifications, because we've got various vehicles here, just not Pro Cabin. We've got the Aurox, which is an 8-wheeler tipper, which we've got on the stand, and we've the traditional Atigo, which is a 10-tonner box, again showing our product range. And the one that's really taken off is the Iconic, which is a specialised vehicle for refuge vehicles, where we have a bin lorry at the moment on it. So, I mean, the councils are loving this vehicle because of the turning circle. It's got a rear wheel steer, and and it's got four seats. So in the front, so it's got the space. Low entry cab, fantastic product, and selling really well.
Excellent. That's brilliant. Thank you very much for your time, Stephen. And that's it from RTX Northern Ireland. It's been a fantastic first show. Even if the weather has been a bit iffy. The next RTX event in the calendar is Stoneleigh in late June. And that's it from me. Goodbye.